So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You are on the Erica Glessing Show, where we have 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers so you could make one change in your life today that could just change everything. You are with Serena Scanzillo today, and she is a fitness, I'm not going to say fanatic, but if the shoe fits.
Thank you so much. This is awesome to be here. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, Serena is an international health and wellness professional. She has over 10 years in the industry as a coach and an entrepreneur. She has so many certifications with fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, exercise specialist, and she's very active in her Philly community. So welcome.
Thanks again. That was great.
Yeah. So Serena, what was something that made you, first let's just do a teeny bit of background, like what made you want to go into the wellness profession?
Yeah, well, in 2007, I graduated George Mason and I was on a PR track. I actually wanted to be a news anchor. And I kind of quickly learned that that journey was going to take a lot of time to kind of build on to be super successful. So I kind of looked back to what made me personally happy every day. And that was sports and fitness. I played lacrosse growing up, soccer. I was on the swim team. I was a runner. So athleticism came really natural to me. It was a very just kind of seamless transition for me to take a second look at where that could take me. Back about 10 years ago. So I kind of quit the PR track. I gave up that first job offer, if you will, for my internship I had back in 2007. And I started coaching at a corporate gym. 10 months later, launched a version of Serena Fit, which I've since rebranded a couple of years back. And then things just kind of taken off from there. I coached lacrosse teams while I was coaching men, women, children. I've done a lot of work in the bariatric field in DC at GW Hospital, also in Fairfax. The things just kind of rolled one thing into the next when it came to wellness, and things were just falling on my lap that just seemed right. So I kept going on that path, and here we are 10 years later. And now I have a little bit more of a focus on the online fitness world, but I just knew it was right. When I awesome. Made that decision to kind of give up that PR track yeah. 10 years ago.
Was yeah. there ever a time like in your entrepreneurial career where everything just kind of like blew up, or did you have like any kind of like aha moment where you knew you had mm-hmm. to change, or you want, it was like something just pushed you to get bigger and you didn't know what that was?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about maybe an aha moment you've had.
Yeah. Well, I was in a couple of mastermind groups early on that pushed entrepreneurship and just innovation and creation. I was in it with a couple other ladies, and they were always attending a couple of workshops that I always missed. And I felt kind of like I was selling myself short. At the time, I was in a relationship that wasn't working for me. We were going to take things to the next level, and I decided not to. I stepped back from that. And, you know, as I stepped out of that one relationship, I stepped into a new one with myself and with Serena Fit and with the entrepreneurial spirit that was knocking on my door. I started hanging out with the right people and started attending some of these amazing mentorship kind of retreats that just, you know, helped you and influenced you to reflect on where you were headed and what you wanted to do with your business.
Wow.
And that for me was a game changer because I took the time out to decide to say no to something. I looked within myself to figure out what was going to make me happy every day. And I did it. And, I've gotten a lot of, a lot of interesting, you know, pieces of, just like advice along the way. But I think when I listened to myself, that was really the best solution there. So
tell me if you were just starting out fresh again, what would you say to like some new entrepreneur, maybe in wellness or health or bodies?
Yeah.
What would you tell them to kind of help them shortcut anything that you had to do on your path?
Yeah. Everything's a learning experience. So I think going into things, knowing that you're going to be learning being open and humble to criticism and advice will allow you to fast track, because you don't know everything. There's always room to improve or perfect your skill. And if you're just starting out, there's a lot of other people who are ahead of you in that sense that can give you some really fabulous advice. So I would say keep an open mindset, stay humble in the sense that, you know, you don't know everything right away, even though we all think that we do. but there's always room to learn something. So position yourself in a way to remain open and accept positive criticism. And at that same rate, seek out those mentors and seek out those networking opportunities to learn. So
I'm going to ask you the same question for bodies. And let's say you're talking to someone who's, say, like 55, not to name names or anything.
Gotcha.
And let's say someone's kind of given up on exercise and health. You work with kind of the geriatric community. Not that my audience is necessarily geriatric, but what would you just say to somebody who kind of gotten off of their exercise track?
Yeah.
What would you say to get started again in that with their bodies?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say let's set reasonable expectations from day one. If you know you have injury, if you know you kind of have a challenge with fully committing yourself to a program, take it one step at a time. Nutrition is always going to be number one. So I would definitely take an initial focus as to, you know, what your intake really is comprised of. Journaling is a huge catalyst in getting just more aware of what you're eating on the regular. And I would also say pick some, like if you're going to engage in a new activity or practice, what have you, make sure it's something you enjoy, because at, you know, over 50, 60, what have you, like, you know what you like and what you don't like. And so if you generally enjoy being outside, pick something that you like, you know, that's going to be outside. So whether it's power walking, running groups, biking, or if you like hot yoga, you know, pick a fun studio that is, you know, offers beginner courses. Don't sign yourself up for something crazy, so then the commitment kind of goes out the window, you know, because you can get very overwhelmed when you set the expectation too high. So being reasonable and then finding something that you really enjoy.
Yeah.
will help you ease into it and kind of remind yourself that this can be fun at any age.
I love it. Thank you. So Serena, where can we find you and how can people work with you in our last minute?
SerenaFit.com. Everything is there. I offer online classes, Skype training, FaceTime training. And then if you're in the Philadelphia area, I do private sessions and outdoor boot camps on the warmer days. So SerenaFit.com is your one-stop shop, and we can link up from there.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. I so appreciate you.
Thanks, Erica. Have a good day. Thanks.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.